The Maggie Walker First Mech Tech Dragons won their trip to the first Robotics World Championship when they captured the highest honor at the Virginia Regional First Robotics event in Richmond last month. Mackenzie Neal, a senior, explained that the team raises money to be able to build their robot and travel to the competitions. Neal says she loves her job on the team and she surprised herself.
To be honest, I was never an excellent STEM student, but then being exposed to robotics, I had access to people who could teach me things and let me visualize them, and I gained a better understanding of physics.
The team will compete through Saturday as one of 11 Virginia qualifiers and 400 or so of the best in the nation.
Not only competing well and making a strong robot and having a strong program in our school, but to also to spread excitement and inspiration in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Srikar Kanlakunta is in his second year on the team, and he too works in fundraising and organizing community events to promote robotics and STEM education. Work on the robot never stops, he said. Even after a victory, there were things to be done.
The catapult, which is actually how we project the ball for this year's challenge. We move into various goals for different points. And one of the main things that we wanted to change is the consistency and effectiveness of our catapult. And we have changed the design on the catapult in the weeks between the Virginia Regional and Championships.
DuPont is a longtime supporter and sponsor of FIRST Robotics in Central Virginia.
DuPont recognizes the growing shortage of scientists and engineers in the United States.
DuPont manager Mark Allen said he enjoys working as a mentor with the Mech Tech Dragons and expects this year's robot to perform very well and the team to score really well in community educational outreach, the element that helped win them their chairman's award and sent them to St. Louis.
Experienced teams and mentors are very gracious with their time, and the newer teams are learning from the more experienced teams.
John Ogle, WCVE News.